Welcome to Long Story Short, the podcast, where we get straight into the gossip, no unnecessary details.
I'm Hope.
And I'm Cairo. If it's messy, dramatic, or just plain shocking, we're talking about it.
From celebrity scandals to viral chaos, we break it all down and give you the tea you actually care about. And today, we've got two guests joining us who are definitely have some stories to share.
Let's let them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name's Lloyd and
I'm Abdul.
And we have a special guest appearance later in the episode. Question one. Do you think it's ever okay to ghost one of your friends?
That's an interesting question there, really.
Very interesting.
I think that... Actually, no, I believe that in certain cases, you don't really want to be ghosting your friends, especially because a friend's someone you rely on, really. You there's got to be a sense of mutuality. It's like a relationship minus the romanticism.
Yeah.
Imagine it's like important, like different reasons really. Need help, maybe you're in a bad spot right now, or there's just like a lot of drama that you want to speak to. Like, oh, I've got to tell him. Ghosting, it's just meh. And we live in a world where everyone's on their phone 24/7. So if you're ghosting someone, you've seen it, you're just ghosting it. If we're being completely honest. Because if you've got a reason, if you've got a valid reason for not ghosting, then most likely your friend's gonna know. Yeah. Well, that's my view on it, really. Yeah. Ghosting's not good.
Yeah. Again, as my good friend Abdul has said, it depends on the case, really. But overall, I wouldn't say it's a good thing. I wouldn't recommend it. It sucks. Don't do it, please.
Yeah. So we're ready to move on to the next question.
Lloyd. Yep. Lloyd.
It's my fault.
Are you familiar with ghosting people?
Nah,
I'm pretty sure you are.
You could say that.
Okay.
Question two.
So, next question. Does money actually buy happiness, or is it something that broke people say?
What makes you happy?
The money. Oh, okay. Yeah. Personally, as a broke person,
I can understand. Being happy is being content with yourself, but hey, money talks. Am I right? Am I right?
No, because I'd agree. Like, money, so much, you can't just not live off money.
Everyone has different... Everyone's brought up differently. Some people have money than others. Some people are brought up in environments that are not healthy for them. So what makes someone else happy is different to what makes another person happy. Me, for example... What makes me happy is contentness. Being at peace with myself.
Yes.
And, okay, call me crazy, but money eliminates many of the things that does not make me happy. I'm just saying.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Like, but then again, it's like a, and this I say this a lot, it's like a gear system. One gear doesn't work without the other. I can have money, but then there's also some, there's got to be a level of sentimentality to it, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Lloyd, do you wanna build upon what I'm saying here?
As mentioned before, money talks. Money is everything nowadays. Like, you generally can't live without money. It's just how society is nowadays. And me, for example, well, right now I'm broke, so it doesn't really help. But me, for example,
yo,
when I have money, I spend that as soon as I can. I don't know why I...
That could kind of be Jesus.
Sorry. Carry on, Lloyd.
You know what they can be?
Okay. Just carry on, Lloyd. Yeah.
Like, for example, my routine has always been, right, bus to school, get off, like, two stops early at the Mackey's down at Oxford, get a hot chocolate with a straw... With a straw.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen to that, man. Amen.
And listen. If I'm happy, right, three sugars. If I'm not,
three sugars.
Three sugars in hot... Well,
chocolate is sweet enough, let alone sugars.
No. Listen, it's because of the Mackey's I go to, right? I think they're like... It's just the way they do it. Because each hot chocolate...
Regardless.
No, each hot chocolate they do is three.
At this point, we moved to America, mate, like...
You diabetic.
Diabetic!
New Orleans is calling for you, bro. Come on, man.
No, can't. Okay.
But
sorry for...
Lloyd, I've got a
question
for
myself. What?
does... Is hot chocolate and a straw the only thing that makes you happy in life? Well, it makes you happy, but what really is the question that I feel like we should be asking here? Does it make you joyous?
Huh?
Does it make you joyous?
Money.
What?
Money.
Yeah.
Happiness is temporary. Money joyous is permanent.
Yeah.
Joy is always going to be there.
Question 3. Do you think actors who can't sing or dance should stop taking musical roles in films and theatre?
Yes.
Completely.
Yes. And bands.
I think...
I'm not naming names. That's not...
This is not... It's not a play where we've got to comfort people. It's a profession.
Really?
A musical... The whole purpose of a musical is for you to sing and dance. But not just sing and dance at a professional level, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't care how good you are at acting. If you can't sing or dance, which is the whole purpose of a musical...
Get out!
Timothy Chalamet.
Leave!
I mean, I feel like there are some cases where actors have learnt to sing for roles. Would you
give that an exception?
If you cannot sing or dance, if you want to learn, sure, but I feel like you learning should not get in the way of the production of whatever musical is happening.
Yeah.
Like, why should a musical take 6 months longer just because you need to take singing classes?
Yeah. I mean, because Zac Efron learned for High School Musical, didn't he? He couldn't sing.
That's an interesting case. That
sounds like something like Mr. Carey would say.
Got to work. Work.
Anyone?
Then again,
I also want to disagree with that statement there. Obviously, because I was never much of a singer, really.
Yeah.
But as of last year, when I got cast for Pinocchio, I had to learn how to sing and hit notes I've never hit before in my life. It's about the potential and the talent that they see within you. At the end of the day, are we professionals in this industry? Absolutely not. It's up to the professional to decide what happens or what doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying here and now, if I enter the stage and I see, he's an amazing actor, sure. But if I see an actor who sings and dances horribly, I will leave then and there and then. I'm not paying how much money? Like, what, £40? For what? An actor who can't sing or dance? Preposterous, mate. Never that.
Real.
Yes. Yeah.
I have no idea what you just said.
Ready for the next question, guys?
Of course.
Hi, Finn.
Special guest appearance. Finn Walker. What the frick?
Hello.
Get out.
Okay, next.
Get out. No, get out. Get out.
I'm here for my guest appearance.
No.
They asked me to do a guest appearance ages ago.
Did they really?
Not for this episode, but you can make exceptions. Okay, next question. Question 4.
Do rich people deserve their wealth, or is it just luck and privilege? Give an example of a celebrity who uses their wealth wrongly.
Elon Musk.
No way. No way. I'll put that.
Like this.
Nah. Let's not go there.
That man.
You're confusing.
Irks me.
You're confusing privilege for wealth. Listen here. And now I can understand where you're coming from with this question. If you were born into a rich family, if you're a person who came from nothing and attained wealth, whether you're a bad person or not, I still have a base level of respect for you, because in such a financially competitive world like this, it's not easy to get rich.
Yeah.
You've got to be willing to sacrifice everything, be willing to work every day, and you've got to have, you could be lazy, but being lazy is fine if you've got a good idea. That's basically entrepreneurship in a nutshell, really.
Mm.
And you've got to really understand. People like, for example, Elon Musk. That's one of the worst examples you could have used there. I mean, come on. Elon Musk, what? He dropped out of, what was it, college?
Wasn't that the Microsoft guy?
Jeffrey
Bill. No, not Bill.
Steve Jobs.
Was it
Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
You mean Jeff Bezos?
No! Jeff Bezos made Amazon. Oh. No, okay.
Okay, we're all confused.
Who's we? No.
Hey, order!
Elon Musk
is a genius.
Oh.
And but...
Is he a good person? Yeah. That's where it gets controversial, considering the media recently A certain salute.
Roman salute. Quote unquote.
Quote unquote
Roman. 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 Mm.
Quote unquote Roman.
Salute. Very Roman.
But yeah, he's a genius, and that's been very well established. Yeah, his personality. His personality does not determine. Because the thing is, we take things a lot personal nowadays. And here's a saying, talent doesn't choose morality. And that's a saying that I've stuck by with for a very long time. For example, if Daniel Hill, for example, was racist, would you not want to get heart surgery? If Carl Benz was racist, would you not want to drive a Mercedes? Okay, let's take this for example. Alexander Graham Bell, he made the iPhone, right? Not the iPhone, but the phone. Yeah. Bad.
I was
going to
say, a bit too early.
He made the phone. Now, if Alexander Graham Bell was a completely putrid person, he was abusive, racist, sexist, homophobic, the whole lot.
The whole shebang.
Would you still not use that phone?
I would use the phone.
Exactly. Talent doesn't define morality. And I feel like we have to understand that it's not up to us to decide whether you become rich or not. It's up to this economy, and it's up to you.
Yeah.
What about celebrities that have built wealth?
That's the wonder of the modern day. You can become rich off of basically anything that's considered a profession. Mm. Now, I wouldn't say profession, but what appeals to us as people. If you can appeal to the masses, you can earn wealth. Mm. And celebrities are not the best people, yeah. At the end of the day, it's us listening to their music, it's us watching their movies. So if we really had an issue with it, wouldn't we do something about it?
About movies. Question 5. Are Netflix originals actually good, or are they just overhyped because they're easy to access?
I think Netflix originals should... There are some Netflix originals which should be, mm-hmm. and some which shouldn't, because some of them... It's, again, not published out to the world, it's not advertised, and actually really good movies don't do as well because of Netflix originals. Mm. But Netflix originals... can also, you know, it can be a really good way because a big portion of the population has Netflix and therefore has access to watching the movie, whereas going to a movie theatre or a cinema, maybe not as much. I think it's definitely has pros and cons.
Let's address the big thing here. I mean, what we need to understand is what does Netflix really want here? Now, obviously, when Netflix was probably founded, their ambition was to entertain people, obviously. But at the end of the day, there's one thing that everyone wants equally, and this has been brought up in the past two questions, and that's money. Netflix, constantly known to follow a basic, almost guideline of what to put in your movie. For example, basic stereotypes: the jock, the bully, the nerd,
the cliches.
Yes, cliches. Mm. That's a perfect word to use in that situation. We use those because they want to make a quick book. Now, I'd be lying if I said some Netflix originals weren't pretty entertaining. Mm. They do occasionally put pretty decent effort, but at the end of the day, haven't you seen a constant pattern where a lot of these really good Netflix originals have been disappeared. Budget cuts. They just randomly decided...
Raising Dion. They ended it.
And the quality changes based on how much money they really want to put into the show. You could have a show that has the most amazing plot, but it will get no ratings because the budget's horrible. It's all about amount of money Netflix wants and how much they're willing to spend on a show. And I can understand the premise that Netflix originals are just there for Netflix to solely make money off their production. But at the end of the day, do we want to purely make money, or do we want to make money, entertain people, and keep them happy in the long run? Yeah. Because I've noticed a lot of people are straying away from Netflix recently.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to another point you said earlier about Netflix using the same guideline, do you think that would lead people? I find that I don't watch Netflix as much anymore because it's all very similar. Like, do
it's
you
bland.
Think? Yeah. Do you think people are straying away from Netflix because?
Yeah, and especially when we live in, especially obviously as I've said before, society is constantly developing, and the thing about art is that it's only limited by your imagination, like creativity. And if you're not following that creativity, if you're not engaging our brains, especially with the world of kids who are constantly on TikTok, they live little short dopamine bursts, their attention spans are short. You need some, you're going to need something creative. Not generational, not revolutionary, creative. Something that's going to keep you hooked. And that's what's appearing a lot more in media recently on YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, all these platforms, they're moving with the times, whereas Netflix is still constantly sticking to that bland foundation. And if Netflix do want to continue as a top streaming website, they need to change something quickly. These illegal websites seem to be taking over a lot.
And I think as well, also, people are getting sick of that formula, that basic formula that you've seen in almost all Netflix originals. And I think that's why people are resorting to either other streaming websites or illegal websites where they can stream movies which are, number one, well-made with a big budget, number two, actually original, because quite a lot of the time, Netflix originals are just the same thing with different characters.
It's just copy and paste, really.
Yeah.
Not my name, quarterback.
Which is why I think, we need more creativity in the use of media, especially with movies and TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retest here.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Question 6.
Okay. okay. This would be a good one for all of you.
Oh.
It's fine for
oh.
me. Is singing a born talent or a skill you can learn?
Both.
Skill,
because I can. Both. I have.
Both, yeah.
I'll start this off.
Go on.
I am, of course, a singer, as
go
you know.
Yeah.
But I'm also having singing lessons at the moment because I can't technically sing very well. Because even though I have fantastic tone and I sound good when I sing, I actually, in turn, sometimes damage my voice or. I take breaths in the wrong places. So singing is something that can be learned from that aspect, from the theory side, as well as music, right?
Yeah.
In all music, learning an instrument, you could learn the whole theory of a double bass, what note, where to find each note, how to bow, but if you never actually play the bass properly and never sit down with the teacher and go, okay, you need to play it softer.
Yeah.
If you never have that raw skill, then it's going to be a lot harder to obtain that. So with singing especially, because it is an instrument that everyone has.
They just don't use it for some reason.
Some people don't use it. Also, some people don't know how to use it. And some people who are very naturally talented, like Cairo, for example, sometimes struggles, you know, with how do I get this note, because I automatically flip up into my falsetto.
Yeah.
And then that's when singing tuition comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Carla.
Yeah.
But I'll just say this, right? I'm not a music guy. Well, kind of. I'm a singer guy.
Yeah.
All I know is like singing, not much like tone or anything. Singing is all I do, all I know. So I'm not very educated in this department.
Yeah.
But what I will say, and hopefully this doesn't come off as like cocky or ignorant, ever since I was young I did love singing, and I still do, of course. And all my siblings, right, they would also do the same. There's just like this musical talent within me and my siblings. I don't get it. It's inherited, which is weird because my parents can't sing like at all.
Same.
They sound terrible, no offense, sorry.
Oh.
I feel like I feel restrained a bit. I want to go back to the pure question there.
Uh-huh, go for it.
About the idea of skill.
Yeah.
But then there's skill, which ties into hard work, and then there's talent.
Mm.
Some people are born with naturally good voices. Some people are born with naturally bad voices. Now,
joking.
Oh, hard work. Hard work will help you improve, but hard work can only get you so far, because if you're not born with a good voice, then effectively, you're not necessarily built for singing. Singing's one of those God-given gifts, like being tall, or your hair. It's one of those aspects, because you can't pick your voice. Now, you can manipulate it a bit. You can develop skills to make your voice sound better. But then, it's these genetic things where the idea of hard work beat talent when talent doesn't work hard, that doesn't apply to this. That doesn't apply to this case, especially when I used to take, obviously, a few singing lessons during the time in the musical. But then again, I can only get so far in the presence of singing.
You know, though,
because I wouldn't say that my voice is built for singing. And I've come to terms with that.
I got that question from Google asking if Ice Spice is talented or skilled. Or neither.
I can't lie.
Ice Spice is a prime example of that.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Ice Spice just sounds like she's talking.
Exactly.
It's not music, yeah. What she makes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Speech.
Going back to that, I think I disagree with some of the things she was saying, because hard talent does need to work hard. Like, if you think about the best singers in the industry, or just people around you, like me, for example, I've had some sort of singing tuition since I was born, because my dad's a singer. That's his professional job. So I've obviously learned things from him, and he said, maybe it's not, let's sit down and have a singing lesson, but maybe it's like, oh, don't take a breath there, take a breath there. And when you do, you know, flip up into this. And it's, you know, it does need hard work, because it's almost like on a bar, someone who has a not very good natural singing voice, someone who has a very good natural singing voice, and you can train to get to someone who has a very good natural singing voice, but then the person who has a very good natural singing voice has to train even further, because otherwise the person who's trained will surpass them. So I think it's definitely something that has to be constantly worked on, and you know, especially with the developing voice, if you don't use your voice while your voice is breaking, you in fact will find singing harder once your voice is broken.
Yeah. So guys, give it up for Abdul, Finn and Lloyd.
Yeah!
It's been a joy to have you guys on the podcast.
It was a pleasure to talk to you guys too.
Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and also go check out Lloyd's channel, which will be linked in our bio. Thank you.